Hello.
Hello, hi, is that Colin?
Hey. Yes, it is.
Hi, it's Francesca calling from INS Law in relation to the Scottish Redress Scheme. You
Yeah.
okay? Is now a good time to speak?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Sorry, I've missed your call. I just wasn't up to like talking
No.
like yesterday or the day before.
No, that's
But
okay, no
it was
worries.
a harder word than the psychiatrist. Hard a word from psychiatrist today,
No.
and he's saying that I should just try and just getting the head
Yeah.
sorted out a wee bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's okay. We'll take her at your pace, that's okay. So the first part of the application, so I just need to get a few details from you, is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, perfect. Let me just see what I have on file for you. So the just to confirm, would you be able to confirm your date of birth and your address for me, please?
Yeah, it's 0510 1969, and my address is 11 Torrensey Crescent in Aberdeen.
Perfect. Thank you very much. So, also, we don't have an email from you on
Yes,
file.
I'll give you an email address. I've
Yes,
got an
okay.
email. I've
Perfect.
got
Thank
an
you.
iPhone that I'm just gonna like go to contacts.
Thank you.
I'm not very good with iPhones.
That's okay.
I'll get right, mine's right. Right, it's Westy Call 1969.
Yeah.
What's 1969 at iCloud.com.
iCloud.com. Perfect. Thank you very much. So just to go through the first part, so just to just ask a few questions, just general details and stuff. So were you known by any other names while you were in care?
No, just call.
No, no worries. And did you happen to know the address that you were at before you were placed in care?
Hold on, I lost my sister. On, what was our address before we were put in care?
Before we go,
Kirk Hill.
I think it was 99 Churchill Road.
Right, it was 99 Kirk Hill Road in Torrey in Aberdeen. Oh, he's buying it
Did you know
on
the
the
postcode by any chance?
Sorry?
Did you know the postcode by any chance?
No, I don't.
No. And what was the spelling of the street name, sorry?
Kirk Hill, KIRKHILL.
Perfect.
Kirk Hill Road in Torrey in Aberdeen.
Thank you very
Torrey, the
much.
housing scheme.
And your parents' names,
My
if yeah.
parents' names, my father's name was Charles West, and
Yeah.
my mother's name was Anne West, and her maiden name was Morren, Morren.
Perfect. Thank you very much. And are you registered with the GP currently that I'd be able to have on
Yes,
file?
I am. Yeah.
What was the name of those? Sorry.
It's Calcy Sheet. I'll spell that out to you, okay?
Thank you.
It's CALSAY
Yeah.
-Y.
Yeah.
I'm just trying. SEAT. Calcy Sheet. All one word.
Perfect.
Medical practice.
Practice. And what area is that in?
It's in Aberdeen.
Aberdeen, perfect. Thank
Yeah.
you very much.
I don't even know my doctor's name. I've only seen her like,
That's okay, that's okay. That's fine.
I've actually not seen the doctor since COVID.
Yeah, no, that's okay. As long as we can it's just so we can access any medical records.
Yeah, I've got a CPN.
Yeah.
You want her name?
Yeah, if that's okay, thank you.
Right, it's Fulton Clinic.
Was that
FULTON, Fulton Clinic
Fulton Clinic?
at
Perfect.
Cornhill Hospital. Aberdeen.
Okay.
I actually don't know her last name, but her first name's Catherine.
Catherine. That's okay. That's perfect. Thank you. So just to go through. So, our last phone call. So, we'll check in what stage we got up to. So, I'll just explain the purpose of our call today. So, it's to explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you, explain your options, explain how INS law operates, discuss the funding and fees, and then we'll gather initial information to assess on how we can assist you. Is that all okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, perfect. So, the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies, and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care that were in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So just want to make sure you understand all of your options before deciding whether to instruct us or not. So you are able, so you can apply by yourself without a solicitor, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme.
I've actually had a call from a solicitor about this. Did they not give you the name of the solicitor last time I spoke to you?
Yeah, so it was the, was it the one in Leeds? Yeah, Avison's.
Yeah.
Have you had any...
Is that like a scam?
So they are a law firm, but so it just depends if you've had any contact with them from your end about anything.
They did say that they were something to do with redress.
Yeah, so there's different law firms that work with clients who are applying for the redress scheme. So as long as that you haven't had any contact with them, so if you haven't given them any information or anything, then we can still work with you. But if you did
I have given them my name and address and that, but I haven't told them what happened. They've not asked me my father's and mother's name.
Okay, so they don't know anything about anything that's in the kit. Okay.
No, I'm totally sorry. My dog has been a pest.
That's okay.
Is it Manchester you're phoning from?
So we're INS Law, so the main offices is Manchester based. If you get any calls.
I'm going to save the number.
Yeah, no worries. My name's Francesca also, so I'll be dealing with your case until it
Francesca.
Moves on to
Okay.
So just to go through your options again, so you ready for me to continue?
So
you can apply by yourself without a solicitor, so you would do the application all by yourself, you'd have to get all the evidence and everything like that, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates underneath the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme, so they're paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you with the application.
So
they receive up to £2,000 from the government for assisting you, whether you're successful or not. So we don't operate under that. So we operate underneath the statutory scheme. So we don't claim the government funded fees. So you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement if you stick with us, and we're not paid by the government for helping you. So is that all okay with you at the moment?
I would rather stick with you.
So our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if you're unsuccessful, you pay nothing, and then withdraw your application, you pay nothing again. So the fees, so they consist of basic charges based on time spent and a success fee. So, but the total fee, no matter what, they're capped at 20% of your redress payment. So you don't pay us anything unless you win, and it's capped at 20. You never pay more than that.
Is that okay?
So just want to make clear as well. So we can't guarantee that it'll be successful or the level of award the scheme awards. They operate on a discretionary basis. So I'll explain that in greater detail. So is what we do. So we we assist with the eligibility to apply to the scheme. We gather and review all the evidence, and then we prepare and submit the application. We do all the corresponding with the redress scheme, so you don't have to do anything. And then we advise on any offers made, explain statutory waivers if it's offered. And then if you're unhappy with the outcome, we can assist with any reconsiderations or review processes within the scheme. So if an offer is made, we'll fully explain the statutory waiver before you decide to accept anything. It's important just because it can affect your ability to pursue future civil claims regarding to these matters. And you never expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences. So is that all okay so far?
Yeah, fine.
So if you decide to proceed with us, you have 14 days cancellation period after you sign the agreement with us. So you can cancel at any time, any reason without charge. If you choose as well, we can also begin work immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. So would you be happy for us to begin the work while you can still cancel? Just get a head start.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So following this phone call as well, I'll send you an email with documentation that we need. So it'd be photo ID and then proof of address dated within 3 months of today.
It was weird.
Yeah.
Someone sent me my birth certificate. Came through the post.
Someone sent
that,
it to you?
Not you.
No, that wouldn't have been us, no.
And plus, it was a man came up, a courier, and I had to sign a load of documents. After I'd spoken to, I don't even know, but I'm actually thinking now that it was maybe somebody trying to, like a scammer.
So is this with the Avisons?
I don't know, he just appeared out of the blue and made me sign all this paperwork.
Was it relating to the redress scheme?
Yes.
Okay. So with that, so we won't be able to continue with your application until we have proof that you're not with another solicitor. So is what I'll do is
sack them.
Yeah, so it's what I can do is I'll take all the information from you today and your statements, and then I'll just need you to get in contact with them saying that you no longer wish to continue with them. And then we'll need that email as proof, and then we can submit your application. But we will need the evidence to show that you're not with them anymore, just in case you are. Obviously, you're probably unsure, aren't you, whether it's been a scam or anything like that.
Yeah, I'm actually thinking now that I've been scammed, and I'm normally quite clued up about stuff they got, but but now I'm thinking about it, just seems a bit strange.
Yeah.
But you don't know about it, so...
Yeah, so is what, so I can ask my boss if I can try getting contact to see if they have your name on file, but if you could also contact them and email to say that you've requested to withdraw your application with them, send that through to us, that would be great.
Is it the obvious songs you're on about there,
Yeah, that's the one you mentioned on the first phone call I had with you.
Could you send me their address in it?
Yeah, I'll gather the information for you and I'll send it over. So I'll do that after this phone call. And then see if you get in contact with them then and then withdraw your application, okay? So just begin your application now. Is that all okay, yeah?
Yeah, it's fine.
Perfect, okay. So in forms of contact... is there any form of contact that you wish to not be contacted via? So we usually contact with email, phone call and text message, but sometimes we may require to send you something in the post. Is that something you'd be okay with?
You can contact my phone, text, email, FaceTime or whatever.
And are there any terminal illnesses that you've been diagnosed with that you wish to make us aware of?
Sorry, say that again?
I have to ask if there's any terminal illnesses that you've been diagnosed with.
No. Not a terminal illness, but I caught hepatitis C in prison.
Yeah.
But I done the treatment and got rid of it.
Okay, perfect.
But I am on quite a lot of medication for depression and antipsychotics and sleeping tablets.
Yeah. Amsterdam. So would you like to add a beneficiary? So if you're successful and anything was to happen to you, we would then be in contact with them instead. So did you want to add someone?
My sister.
Yeah. Did you say her name was Anne?
Anne West. She's actually waiting for a call from you as well.
Okay. And was that with an E on the end? Sorry, just to confirm.
Yeah, Anne with an E.
Okay. And her date of birth, please?
13th of September, 1967.
Perfect. And did you have a telephone number or an email address I could pop on?
What, for Anne?
Yeah, no.
No, you can contact her through my number and my email address.
Okay, perfect.
She doesn't use phones. She's not very good at working
phones.
That's
okay. That's all right. I'll pop your number on there. And are you at the same address?
Yes.
Yeah. There you go, I'll check that on there for you. The next one is impact factors. So have you received any relevant payment for criminal injuries compensation or anything like that related to abuse or advanced payment scheme payments?
Not for abuse, no. I did get a compensation claim for getting I got knocked down by a taxi on in town centre, but it was nothing to do with being abused.
No worries. And criminal conviction, you mentioned that you were in prison.
I've got a load of criminal conviction.
And so are there any convictions for anything related to rape, murder, or...
No violence. It's all just like petty crimes, you know.
Yeah. And did you have any sentences that were over 5 years?
No, the biggest sentence I had was 18 months.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. So the next section now would be your care settings. So if you could just let me know the names of any care settings you can remember with dates or approximate dates if you're unsure.
My foster parents?
Yeah, so was it all foster or were you placed in any homes?
We were placed in foster care, me, my brother and sister, to a couple in Aberdeen. Their names were Helen and Kenneth Rennie.
Lenny?
Rennie, R-E-N-N-I-E.
Thank you. And what ages are you there for?
I was only six.
Six? And what age did you leave their care?
What age did I leave care?
With this couple here, what ages are you there for?
Me and brother ends up getting moved into a children's home because she started hearing the foster parents, she started having children of her own.
Okay.
So, but they were quite, we would get, I hate talking about this. We'll get
okay. Take your time. Need a break, just let me know.
Thank you. Me and my brother got separated from my sister. So we're just doing like stupid little things, but we would get battered for it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And me and my brother, we got moved into a children's home when I was about, must have been about 11, 10, maybe 11.
So did you say you were with them from about age 6 till 11, roughly?
Let me go and ask my sister, because she'll know. How long were we with Venice? How long was I when I left Venice? No. We got chopped out.
Well, you...
Hurry up. I was six when I went in.
Six when you went...
I've been about 10, 11.
Hi, when you went to
You mark every still in primary school?
No, I started dice first year.
So you were just doing change?
Yeah, about 10 or
11.
Okay, that, yeah, it was about 10. It was about
okay.
10 or 11.
Okay. And then the children home you were placing after that, then, what was that one called?
I got placed into a children's home called Broomhill Road in Gar Street in Aberdeen. But that was only for 2 weeks. But I didn't get abused in there. I actually quite enjoyed it in there. And the people that run it were really good. But
yeah.
We got put into another foster family out in the country in Newmacher. A place called Newmacher in Aberdeenshire.
Yeah. And so that was from about age 11 until, how long were you there for?
Until I was actually 16 when I left there.
And did you experience any abuse while you were there?
Yes.
Yeah?
But actually, the state is, like, the, oh man.
That's
I stayed
okay.
in a house, right, in the country. It was an old minister's mansion. It was a three-story house. They put me and my brother in the basement in this house, and it was creepy.
Yeah.
And I used to wet the bed when I was actually quite embarrassed telling you that. But I mean, she made me wash my own sheets before I went to school. She wouldn't let me. Have a bath, so I'd go to school stinking a pee.
Yeah.
And just get, you know, the bedroom we were in, I actually still have nightmares about that because it was just a rug in the middle of the floor, no curtains, wooden shutters, and all I would hear at night was like little sheep running, and it was mice.
Yeah.
And it was actually horrible, and it was freezing.
Yeah, it doesn't sound very nice at all, does
no,
it?
No, it wasn't. I still, it's that bedroom I have nightmares about with the school.
Yeah. Yeah. So just to go, just to recap quickly to make sure I have it right. So you were first placed with the foster family when you were 6, and it was with Helen and Kenneth Rennie. And then when you were about 10, 11, then you went to the children home, but there was nothing bad there for 2 weeks. And then you moved down into another foster family, you said, in the countryside, in Newmarket.
Yeah, oh, do you want their names?
Yeah, if you have them.
Christine and Stephen Ranch, R-A-N-C-E.
Christine and Stephen Ranch, okay, perfect, thank you. And was that your last placement?
Stephen Ranch is actually, he's deceased.
Okay.
But Christine, I think she's still on the go.
Okay. And was that your last placement, or were you sent somewhere else?
No, after that, I got thrown out of there when I was 16. I got placed in another children's home in Bonacord Street in Aberdeen. But that was actually it. Didn't get abused in there, so that was quite good. Ended up getting a job and stuff. Started to get like a bit better, you know, when I was there. Because social worker used to come out to that house in Newmarket and ask me what was on my mind. And I would just sit there and not say nothing. And I remember this so clearly. Says to me, go through in the kitchen and write down what you're feeling. And I wrote on a bit of paper, I don't want to live here anymore.
Yeah.
And like the next day or the day after, I got put into that Bonacord Street.
Yeah. So your social worker was she understanding? Was she good? Did she listen to you?
Yeah, I had that social work for years. Her name is Marlene Milne. I don't know if she'll still be alive. She's quite old for me.
No worries. So what would it be, the Aberdeen Social Service, like the Aberdeen Council, that your records would be under?
Yeah, I would imagine so, yeah.
Cool. Perfect.
I've had like dealings with social workers my whole life.
Yeah. So following that then, so you went to that children's home and then you just managed to get back on your feet a bit, you got a job and then everything.
Yeah, then I went to after I left, I didn't get thrown out of the Ops Lab's quite good stuff, really good. But I had to move out and I got placed into it was a place called Airy Hall House. I'll spell that to you. It's Airy, A-I-R-A-Y, Hall, H-A-L-L. And that was like wasn't like a children's home, but it was like more like a hostel kind of thing.
Yeah. So was this when you were you over 18?
Yeah, I was about 16, just turning 17.
Yeah. And did you experience anything while you were there?
No.
No.
No. It was just the only abuse that I had was when I was in the foster parents' families.
Okay.
Me and my brother would get battered for like smoking and stuff like that. You know, just
okay.
Silly things.
So
I've covered in bruises.
Yeah. So I've written down all of these now. So I just need to take some statements. I've made some notes on what you said already, but just regarding anything that you experienced, how you felt, how it's affected you since, and things like what's going on now. So just beginning with the first one, so between ages 6 and 11, so that was with Helen and Kenneth. So would you just be able to tell me about that one and what you went through there, if you're ready, or you take your time, if you need a break at any point, let me know.
The abuse that we got. I remember this state. I stole a fag out of the Kenny's pocket. I never ever called them mum and dad. I always called them Helen and Kenny.
Yeah.
And I stole a fag. I went out to play. Came back, and he says, "Right, someone stole 2 cigarettes out of the pocket." Me and my brother got sent to a room and told to stay there until you admit who it was. Right. I only took 1 cigarette, so my brother obviously took the other one.
Yeah.
We were in my room for hours and hours, and Helen came upstairs, and I remember this. I remember this like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
She says to me, "Right, if you admit to taking the cigarettes, you won't get a hiding." So I said it was me, and she punched all the shit out of me.
Yeah. You were forced into admitting, thinking that would save you, and it happened anyway.
Yeah. But it was more, they were really quite cruel. I know, like, back in the 70s, right? It was normal to give your kids a little slap in the bum. You know what I mean?
But
a full on hiding for smoking a tabby out of an ashtray.
Yeah.
And washing the dishes.
Yeah.
My sister, she got hidings as well for coming in late and stuff. She's got the cop on that.
So, with your sister, so did you witness?
Yeah, I witnessed.
Yeah. And
she witnessed me getting hidden as well.
Yeah. And how would you say that? That's obviously witnessing something like that is obviously horrible, but you say like how you felt and how it affected you.
I think about it all the time. That's why I haven't been answering the phone. I'm just too. I wasn't ready to talk
about it.
That's okay. When I spoke to the psychiatrist today, he kind of like reassured me.
Yeah. That's okay. We'll do everything we can to help you, and obviously we'll take everything at your own pace.
Yeah.
We're here to help you.
Really appreciate your help.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I appreciate you taking the time as well to go through this. Obviously, I understand it's very, very difficult.
Sorry, my dog's having that one of his mad.
That's okay, mine does the same.
It's off his head. Don't take it.
Yeah, feels absolutely loopy.
Come on.
Yeah. Sorry, mum.
That's okay. So I've noted down everything we've spoken about so far. So in regards to that, is there any other instances that you recall, anything that you'd like to mention?
Yeah.
That's okay.
It was when we got split up from my sister. That really got to me and my brother. And then I got split up from my brother. And that made me, rebel and just do stupid things. And that's why I says on that note to Joshua, I don't want to live here anymore. It was because I wanted to be with my brother and my sister.
Yeah.
Because that's all we've got. I've only got my sister now. My brother stays down there where he's married. He's a born-again Christian. But he hardly ever speaks to me.
Yeah.
So me and my sister is all we've got. If I lost my sister, I don't know what I would do.
Yeah. No, I completely understand that. So at the time, obviously, they were all you had. It's all the only people you wanted to be with, wasn't it? They were like your safety net.
Yeah. Because when me and my brother got split up from my sister and from the Rennie family, we never got to see our sister for about 2-3 years.
Yeah.
This was in the 80s, early 80s.
So is this after you left the Rennie family? Because did she stay there, your sister?
Yeah, she stayed on, but I think she ended up she got put to a children's home, Brimond home.
Yeah.
But she's been up in High Court in Aberdeen to give evidence of one of the staff members that used to abuse her.
Yeah.
And the guy got a guilty, so she's actually waiting on a call from the news as well.
Yeah. I'll pop it on as well that she's expecting a call
because you've been phoning her on another number. That other number, the guy owns the phone, is not telling her that you've been phoning. So can you phone my phone for her, please?
Yeah, of course I can. I'll pop that on there for you. Yeah, so we have two departments. So one is the one your sister's with, and then there's another one that you're with now. We work close by, so I can get in contact with them and transfer the information you've mentioned to me over to them, and then someone can give her a call. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, perfect. So with the first situation we have, so it's just constant, just constantly just attack you, and you mentioned you got battered all the time for just doing silly things, like small things.
Yeah.
And then you got split up from your sister, and then your brother also got taken separately.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Francesca's a bit upset.
He's
crying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay. I just won't get it done.
Yeah, and that's okay. Just take your time, okay?
Yeah, I will do. Okay.
So following on then, so you went to the children home. You said Darcy, so that was 2 weeks, and that was okay. And then you got them placed with the foster family in the countryside. So I've taken a short statement of that. did you want me to add anything else in regards to anything, say if anything physical happened to you there?
Yeah, just the bed wet, and she would actually say that I was like doing it on purpose, I enjoyed waking up lying in my own pee, freezing cold, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was just horrible.
Yeah.
They were quite strict. They were from England. They were quite strict. They had two other children that they were fostered. One of them was actually rescued from Beirut when there was a war going on back in
whatever,
1970-something.
Yeah.
And he got rescued, and then I had another foster brother.
So it was emotional trauma, would you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Abuse and that.
Yeah.
It's just that house and that bedroom, I just have nightmares all the time.
Yeah, I've written all that down from what you said earlier, so that's okay. You don't need to go through that again. Obviously, it's very uncomfortable, isn't it, to do? Okay. So, with those two, so I've taken these statements now, so I can write it all up for you. So thank you for sharing all that with me and trusting me.
Take
some time for yourself now the rest of the day and just take it easy. Obviously, it's a very difficult thing to do.
Yeah, I will be. Thank you so much.
That's okay. So following on, so there's just a few more bits that I need to go through about your application. So there's, once we do this now, so I'll write it all up and then I'll send you the contracts over. So it'll just be a message on your phone that you can just digitally sign it. So it'll get sent straight to your phone. We send it on message and email. So just keep an eye out for those. And we'll see, we will need the contact from the Abersons just to confirm. I'll try to get the details for you and send that over.
I do have a letter from the Abersons, but I can't find it. If I find it, can I phone you on this number and let you know?
Yeah, of course. So we also have a WhatsApp. So if you needed to send any images of anything over, so if it's easier, if you find anything.
Can I send like a photograph of my birth certificate?
Yeah, so perfect. No, I can get those on WhatsApp. So if you just take photos of them and send them to us on WhatsApp, I can put them on the file for you. That's perfect. So it's the ID and then the proof of address as well. So just any letters that you've had in the last 3 months.
I've got a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, that'll be perfect. So the email I send you, or did you want me to read out the WhatsApp number now, or wait for the email?
No, just wait until you send
it. No worries. Okay. So the next part of it, just to run through, is the types of applications that we can pursue. So the first one is the fixed payment of £10,000. And it's a fixed amount regardless of the severity you suffered. Or there's the individually assessed one, which is up to £100,000. And that's decided by a closed panel, dependent on the level you suffered. So based on previous awards made by the scheme and everything we've spoken about today, I'd pursue the individually assessed one, if that's okay with you.
What's that one?
So that's the one where you can get up to £100,000. So it's decided by a closed panel. So basically, it's just a bit more in depth. They look into it more individually, and then you can possibly get more than the 10. Obviously, I can't guarantee there might be more, but it's worth pushing for it if you're happy with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I care. So you won't have to attend any meetings with the redress scheme in person. So we'll provide the witness statement on your behalf to the scheme. But down the line, following when we gather evidence, we might require you to do another witness statement. So it'll be with another member of my team, the ones who gather all the evidence. Would you be happy to do that?
Okay.
So like I said, so following this now, I'll write all this up, send you over the details about the Abersons. Send any photos of like the ID address and the letter if you can find it, or if you have any emails from them, just screenshot and send them over to me and I can have a look.
Okay.
And then once we figured all that out, then we signed the contract. And then I'll send over your application. Does that sound all good? All okay?
Yeah. Sorry, it's someone at the door. I'm just going to call.
That's okay.
No, sorry about that.
That's okay, no worries. Yeah, so I'll get all that sorted for you today now. And then when you're ready, look through the contracts and sign them if you're happy. The contracts will contain the statements that I'll write up, so you can read through them if you want. It's obviously your choice. And then we'll go from there. Is that all okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. I'll get this started for you and I'll be in contact today, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much.
No, it's not Francesca. Is it Francesca you need me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to save your number, okay?
Yeah, no worries.
No, thank you so much.
Thank you. Take it
okay.
easy.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.